In Northwest news from KPLU, the Washington Supreme Court says its opinion that SeaTac's minimum wage law applies to airport workers stands. That's in response to Alaska Airlines and other businesses that asked the court to reconsider its ruling. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
With this latest from the state Supreme Court, attorney Demetria Glitzen says he's confident airport grounds crew, baggage handlers, and restaurant workers will immediately all be making $15.24 an hour, which is what the city of SeaTac now requires.
We are exhilarated that finally these thousands of workers are going to get paid the wages that the voters of the city of SeaTac decided that they should get paid.
And he says they should get back pay for work done since January of last year when the law took effect, but he says they may have to sue to get it. For their part, the businesses that argued the law should not apply to workers at the airport haven't exactly thrown in the towel. In a statement, Alaska Airlines said it's evaluating all of its options. But Seattle University labor law professor Charlotte Garden says an appeal at this point would be a long shot.
As a practical matter, there is very little left for the challengers to the SeaTac minimum wage to do here.
She says that's because on the primary issue raised about jurisdiction at the airport, the state Supreme Court's decision is final. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.